If you had a patient who was debating as to whether she wanted buccal or lingual orthodontic treatment and asked you what the advantages and disadvantages of the two techniques were, what would you tell her? More specifically, what were the advantages and disadvantages related to pain, caries, eating, speech difficulties, and oral hygiene? An article titled Adverse Effects of Lingual and Buccal Orthodontic Techniques, A Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis by Fadi Atta Ali et al., which appeared in the June 2016 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed this question. To do this, the authors conducted a systematic review and meta-analysis, searching electronic databases up to October 2014. When this was done, there were 8 articles which met the criteria for being included in the systematic review, and a meta-analysis was made of 6 studies. What do you think the results indicated for the 5 specific areas that I previously mentioned, namely pain, caries, eating difficulties, speech difficulties, and oral hygiene? The bottom line of this study is that the patients treated with the lingual appliances experienced higher levels of pain, speech difficulties, and oral hygiene problem. There were no significant differences for eating and caries risk. This study is another good example of the value of evaluating only studies that meet rigid research requirements. Now, if a patient asks you what are the advantages and disadvantages of lingual versus buccal braces, you can give them an answer based on research as opposed to just your impressions. By doing so, you are providing the patient with valid, informed consent. You can find this article in the June 2016 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.